Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music. You know the music for your soul. Yes, you have it. You've seen it. Yes, it's finally here. Tonight, we have the amazing diva, Angela Bofill, with us tonight at about 7:30. I'm speechless when it comes to this because, one, it took me almost over a year to make this happen. So I want to first thank my producer, Brenda Timmer. Brenda, thanks for making this happen. You and Rich Engel made this happen. So I am so thankful for that to make it happen. Thanks again. And tonight, she'll be in around 7:30. And we'll see. Talk about, she's had an amazing career. I must say she's had one of the most amazing careers ever. And I got to tell you, I'm looking so forward to this interview because I followed Angela Bofill pretty much my whole, from my teenage years to now. I thought she's one of the premier divas along. I read her first, then Phyllis Hyman and Patti LaBelle. So she's amazing. So guys, I want you to sit back, relax, and we're just going to have an amazing time with Miss Angela Bofill. Until then, we're just going to keep her music flowing, okay? Sit back, stay a while.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know, the music for your soul. Dan, you know, that was the diva herself, Angela Bofill, who I got to tell you, she's a writer. She's almost here with me. I can tell you guys, I have waited for this interview, I got to tell you, for a little over a year. And I got to tell you, Angie Bofill is a remarkable, amazing woman. So I can't wait till 7:30. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you guys to Miss Angie Bofill.
Hello.
Hey, Angie, how are you?
Wow, what a disruption. On the mend, on the mend.
On the mend. You know what? I got to say, Angie, I followed you for a lot of years. That would date myself if I tell you how long I followed you. But you are remarkable, amazing, most fabulous diva, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
And right now, you know, I got to tell you, I'm looking at my board. We have, right now, you have, and it's only 7:20 in the East. We're just starting, and we have 16,500 listeners in four countries. We're waiting
wow.
to hear you. Yes. And as time goes on, the numbers go up. So without mm-hmm. further ado, Miss Angie Bofill, I would like to introduce you to G Radio, New York City. I'm Greg Lassiter in The Quiet Storm, and my guest, the whole world, is listening to you. And let's take us back for a minute, Angie. You are born and bred New Yorker, correct?
Yes.
And New York City. New York City. You know what? Is it true they say once you leave New York and go to the West Coast, you never come back?
Well, not true. Always a spirit, New York City spirit, always with me.
Right. So, Angie, can you tell us, give us a little bit
West
of background.
West Coast is boring.
Right.
New York City, more exciting.
Right, it is. It's the city that never sleeps, as you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Now, when you first came into the business, you got hooked up in the music business with Dave Valentin and Dave Cruzan, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Records.
Yes.
Right. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, Dave Valentin, I know, a singer of the same band, a Latin band, R&B Latin band. Dave Valentin played flute in this band. I'm singing on the band. Ricardo Marrero of the group, you know. Before Miami Sound, similar a style, R&B, you know, Latin mixed up. But, Dave Valentin introduced me to Dave Grusin.
Right.
Because of Dave Valentin, first a record deal I have, GLP.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. GLP, Arista bought out GLP. Second company, China, Arista.
Right. And that's where Clive Davis came in, correct?
Yes.
And how was it?
But, a funny thing is, I met Clive Davis before the sign.
Really?
A concert, Clive Davis put on a city center concert, all the Arista act. But my boyfriend at the time, a drummer, played one of the act. I've got it.
Right.
But Buddy Williams forgot to leave me tickets. magicians, right? But
right,
I'm so upset. Oh, my God. clubbed one gentleman. What asked me, what's wrong? Supposed a musician friend leave a ticket and no ticket, and a gentleman would present me a ticket. Turned out Clive Davis.
listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Wow, wow. Angie, I have to tell you, that was the most powerful song. That it's still a powerful song, but when you wrote that and that was a hit, I mean, it affected everybody that went through an emotional breakup or an emotional relationship.
Yes, TJ's angst.
Now, listening to that song, when you listen to songs like that that you wrote because you were going through something at the time, when you go back and listen to them now, how does that, does that affect you, or what feelings do you have? Like, just listen to I Cry.
You know, thinking about the session, you know. You know, a past of the past, you know.
A grown.
Surprised me. It sounded so good. Still.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, my God, I can't tell you. It's one of Angie Bofield's music is one of my top musics that I listen to, one of the top music that I listen to often. So, yes, your music lives on. Your music is timeless, I would say.
Yes, I agree.
Now,
But Angie reissues Angie, a first album I did, mm-hmm. heard it, you know, still sound good to me.
That's right. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you, are you still friends with Buddy Williams?
Yeah. Oh. Interviewed documentary, TV One, do a documentary on me.
Right,
Wilden's interview. That's funny.
Now, right. Now, you know what's interesting? You kept, you know, even being in the limelight that you were when you were in the 80s, you kept your private life very private. How did you manage that?
Well, my family very supported me, you know. Important on my private life, you know.
Right, because usually with someone of your stature and the amount of music, the music that you had and the effect that it had on people, you're still a diva, but you were out there and everybody knew Angie Bofield, but somehow you escaped what everybody else, all the other stars did back then, was to keep your life private. And that right there says a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it looking back.
And
before internet, harder to do nowadays, you know.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it true? My assistant was telling me, but was it true that when you got married to Rich Vincent, he didn't even know who you were how big you were as an artist.
No.
you want to tell my audience a little bit about that?
Rick Vincent, I dated a brother, Thomas Vincent.
Right.
Thomas Vincent introduced, introduced me, Rick Vincent, beekeeper,
right.
Master gardener, you know, natural, you know.
Right.
Together, you know, beautiful eyes, but dated and lived together and come on a baby girl, Shauna.
Shauna, right, right.
But then they're married.
Right.
Now I'm on a new job, a grandmother now.
I heard you're going to be a grandmother two times almost.
Yes. Expecting a granddaughter in May.
Wow, that should keep you
next
pretty
month.
Busy, huh?
Yeah,
right.
A grandson, a bowl of energy.
Right, I bet.
My junior, I call her junior, you know, my junior, running faster than me now.
Right, right. So, Angie, hold on for a second. I want to let my audience hear one of my favorite songs called Angel of the Night. Okay?
Yes.
So don't,
yes.
don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And what we have tonight is our special guest, the diva herself, Angie Beaufield. And here's one of my favorite tunes by Angie.
Far through time she has traveled.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know, the music for your soul. As my special guest tonight, I have the diva herself, Miss Angie Oldfield. Now, Angie, you're back live. Now, I got a question. Take us back to the time I have new audiences in the UK that's trying to familiarize themselves with your music and what happened to you.
Yes.
You had a stroke back in 2006, was it?
Yes.
All right. Want to tell us a little bit about what happened there?
Get it outside of Sunday. Go to relative dinner outside. Come back, drive it home, all of a sudden, difficult to speak, babbling, not understanding me. I try to form some words, I don't come out good. All of a sudden, out of the car, don't stand up, left side of dead. Shauna, my daughter, called 911, go to the hospital. A doctor there told me I have a stroke, affected the left side, you know. But I've over 3 years went to rehab.
Wow.
Teach me a walk again, no, speak again, talk to again also.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is incredible. And you're
walk
back.
Again.
You're back.
Yeah, but no. God bless God. All the God saved me
right.
because walking, I need a cane, a balance, you know. But still, walking, ditch a wheelchair.
Talking.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
You're
but
talking.
Ditch a wheelchair. I don't
okay.
like the wheelchair, you know.
Right.
But
right.
Ditch it no more.
Right, right.
Oh,
so
we use the airport easier.
Right, right. To get around quicker.
Quicker.
Right, and exactly. First on and first off, right?
Yes.
Now, tell us, everybody is talking about the Angela Oldfield experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my manager, Rich Engel, you know, no sing no more. A stroke affected my singing voice. Don't remember the pitch. My brain don't remember the pitch.
Right.
I'm working on it, you know, I'm slow.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. One day at a time.
Two notes at a time.
Right,
know,
two notes at a time. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, because last Christmas, I relearned Jingle Bell.
Oh, awesome.
A singer Narada Gearly, my producer friend Narada Walden.
Narada Michael Walden, yeah.
Yeah, every year, a Christmas show. This year, Narada asked me to sing. I told him, Narada, I don't sing no more. Please, let's try. But
right.
Narada put in a vocal coach. Take me a month to learn Jingle Bells. Oh, no, the chorus. A month.
Right.
But
right.
I did it. It sounds
right.
good.
Now, you also still, I heard you're playing piano again. Keys, a keyboard
yes.
again.
One
How
hand.
Is that coming? Well, that's one
yes.
hand. But hey, some people,
yeah.
you play better with one hand than most people can play with two.
Yeah. I play that on a can, you know.
Right.
But, I think every day working a little bit of singing, one day I sing again, you know.
Right.
Maybe I'm working on writing a new song, you know.
Okay. All right. You want to tell us about that new song? What's it about?
A life moment called the name, working title. I don't know. I'm just supposed to spill the beans yet.
Right.
Because
right.
Really about live moment.
By moment
basically.
At a time. Right. Well, I want to play another song by you called Break It To Me Gently, which is another amazing song by Miss Angela Beaufield. I don't want you to go anywhere. Can you hold on for a second and we'll continue this?
Yes.
Okay, all right, hold on. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know the music for your soul. And we have the special guest, the diva herself, Miss Angela Beaufield, with us. And I'm going to play another one of my favorites called Break It To Me Gently. We're back live with the diva herself, Miss Angela Beaufield. Wow, what, you know, every song I could say you've written and you've sang, you put your heart and soul in it. You can hear it.
Yes, this song, not written, my wrote. Another person, Clive Davis, bought in this song.
Right, but you put your heart and soul in that.
No, I know. I don't wrote it.
No, you didn't write it, I know. But
no, no.
Your interpretation of this song was amazing.
Thank you.
Right. Who wrote that song, do you know?
I think of Doug James, I think.
Oh,
Doug
okay.
James?
Bob James?
No, sure.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Doug James.
Oh, okay. Now, what's next for Miss Angela Beaufield?
Well, appearing in New York City October 4th.
Right. I will be there to see you.
Smooth Cruise. A couple of days after that, appearing in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
No, where a new club, to forget the name, but all the info, my website, AngelaBeaufield.com.
Okay. Okay, I will make sure everybody gets that. Angie, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show tonight. It means a lot to me and my fans.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, no, anytime. I will definitely see you when you come to New York City. The rest of the night, my show will be all Angie Beaufield.
Oh, my goodness. Too bad I don't hear it because of California.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what I'll do. I will send you a link and you can listen to it. I'll send it to Richard, and Richard can let you hear it and play it back. You can hear it again.
Okay.
Angie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I will definitely, we will be in touch, all right?
Yes. So everybody, October, New York City.
New York City, I know.
Okay.
Neither can I.
Now a training. A training now.
Right.
Now
that's
a
good.
Training. A strength. A strength.
Good.
Strength. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Angela, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, G.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know the music for your soul. That was Angela Beaufield, and tonight on The Quiet Storm is about Angela Beaufield, so don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
And I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know the music for your soul. I must say, this has been a real rewarding experience for me to have Miss Angela Bofill on the show tonight. Angie, I really appreciate it that you showed up on the show tonight, and I can't tell you how much it means to me. Now, for those who are not familiar with Miss Bofill and her background, she is the diva. She was early the 80s and early 90s. Came along with the Phyllis Hyman era. You know, her and Phyllis were label mates. To see them perform together was the most amazing experience. I happened to have see them at the Blue Note, New York City, perform. Angela was on stage and Phyllis came on. And Phyllis wanted to have a sing-off. And the classy Miss Bofill didn't look at it like that. She's like, we're label mates. Let's just, you know, they had this a great friendship where Angie did not think it was competitive. But, you know, being label mates, you know, you're always trying to get to the number one spot on the charts. But she's had two strokes. She's had to learn how to walk again, talk again, and for her to come back on and speak on my show about it, I think it's most amazing, and it says a lot about resilience and how we shouldn't take our life for granted. I got about 22 minutes left of the Quiet Storm tonight, so the rest of the evening is going to be about Miss Angie Bofill.
Thank you for allowing me to sing with you.
Oh, are you kidding? You're the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh,
Angie, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much again for appearing on our show. I know you're on that road every day to recovery, and I think you're doing an amazing job, and I want to thank you again. I also want to thank Rich Engel for making it all happen. Rich, you're an amazing person, and I will call you tomorrow, and we can go from there. And, of course, my producer, Linda Timmer, for making this happen. It took us over a year, to make this interview happen. This is probably by far one of the most difficult interviews for trying to make it happen and make everybody's schedule work. And I thank you again. I want to shout out to all my Brits, Amanda Dugan, thank you for listening. Also, I want to send my condolences out to you Brits because the great Margaret Thatcher just passed away today. So our heartfelt goes out to you guys. She was an amazing woman. She's the first, I guess the only prime minister of England. So she did an amazing job, I think. So may she rest in peace. I want to shout out Jules. Thank you for listening. My little brother who got into an accident yesterday, scared me to death, Melvin Johnson. I'm glad you're back up and kicking it. Renee Lynch, for listening out in Queens. Thank you, babe. Thank you for listening. Who else? I want to thank Iceland, again, New Zealand, Australia, the Caribbean, everybody in the U.S. that's listening to us, because without you guys, there would be no me. I won't be on tomorrow night because I'm going to take a break. I've been going strong for 3 days straight. I know you guys don't think that's a lot, but if you knew what goes into a show, you would think everybody says it's easy, this is easy. And it is easy if you like doing it, but to put on one program, just like TV, takes a lot of programming and getting things in order. And it's kind of difficult, so I'm going to take some time off. Get my life back in order, as I could say, back in right karma, I guess, because I've been like lax for the last, 7, 8 months. So I'm getting back into the swing of things, as you guys know. But until then, I will be on before the week is out. And I want to say, guys, thank you all again for listening. You don't know how much it means to me that you guys do listen. Remember this, reach for the moon. If you miss, you are still among the stars. I am Greg Lassiter. This is The Quiet Storm at G Radio in New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music. You know, music for your soul. I'm out of here. Peace.
Been listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter.